You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy. I am your host, Lisa Tahir. Happy Thanksgiving to you wherever you are listening or watching from. I am taking some time out just to be with you today. I don't have a guest scheduled, and that was intentional. I'm thinking to start with the message that I have for you today, centered around gratitude and refreshing gratitude, like kind of overhauling our idea, our conceptualization of gratitude. It's something that I've been examining in my own life, and I want to bring it to you, and then maybe talking a little bit about what's been behind that for me. So welcome to the show. If you haven't listened, the mission of All Things Therapy podcast is to change consciousness one conversation at a time. I believe that we do that. It's like we leave a legacy with every conversation that we have, every gathering. It's like a unique way, I think, to look at legacy, that when we enter a room and leave a room, there's a legacy left. And certainly there's larger scale legacies as you live your life. Yet to really, I really enjoy looking at meta communication, kind of like at the individual level versus the macro level. We're all a microcosm of the universe. And that's like my area of specialty. I am a licensed therapist. Reach out if you want to do some therapy sessions with me and explore these kind of themes more deeply as they relate to your own life. NolaTherapy.com is my website, as well as my social media handles on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube. NOLA Therapy stands for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, the two places that I live and work. And I'm in Los Angeles with you now on Thanksgiving. And refreshing gratitude for me came up around just like a wonderful day I had yesterday in seeking out experiences to feel good. You know, life, our lives have an orbit, our lives have a pattern that is specifically the people, places, and things that we habituate. We're like little planets. We're all a little solar system. And we habituate people, places, and things, and they habituate us. I talk about that orbit called the Chiron Effect in my book, The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. There's more on that there in the book. And as it relates to Thanksgiving and the practice of gratitude and the way that we usually hear about it and are taught about it, there's so many ways to look at this. And I found that I needed kind of like an overhaul of gratitude. I do wake up every morning and say, thank you. Thank you to the universe. And I believe that I actually feel grateful and happy for a new day to begin. And at the same time, it's like, well, what's beyond that? What's beyond the thank you? What's beyond the way we typically interact with gratitude and use it in our lives? And I was led to this week of Thanksgiving to just do something outside of the box of my life. And I encourage you to refresh your gratitude practice, to refresh your relationship with gratitude and with your whole life, with yourself and others. It takes stepping out of the box and doing something sometime that are uncomfortable on one side of the coin, yet also really light you up and delight you on the other side of the coin. And for me, it's in LA. When I came here 7 years ago from New Orleans, I was taken aback by the homeless population and just the tent cities, especially in Skid Row and downtown LA. I've heard about Skid Row. It's sung about in songs, but it's a whole nother experience when you're there driving through it. It's overwhelming. It, as if to give you the experience, it's like imagine a bomb drop somewhere and you're walking around or driving through this kind of like, you know, these broken down tents and pieces of bicycles and furniture and just like stacked up as tall as something can be stacked and just people wandering around kind of like aimlessly. And it just really affected me, like wanting to do something, to be of service in whatever way I can as an individual. I was led to the Fred Jordan Mission on Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles. Fred Jordan Mission, their website is fjm.org. I really encourage you to consider checking them out, sending your donations there, or spending your time. So as Thanksgiving week was approaching, I knew I wanted to go volunteer at the mission. I've spent the last 3 years doing that on Thanksgiving. They feed like massive tens of thousands of homeless individuals on Thanksgiving. And I reached out to ask if I could help Thanksgiving, and they are doing it on Wednesday instead of Thursday, and said, we actually need people to come help us in the kitchen. Can you come tomorrow? So I was like, yes. So I went yesterday, and it was like, it was amazing. So I was seeking out this experience to be of service, which in turn always, always helps you feel good. And for me, the feeling good was just around like really tapping me back into appreciation and gratitude. And I did a post yesterday on Instagram and on my Facebook, both at NOLA Therapy, as well as LinkedIn at Lisa Tahir, just talking about, you know, we do a lot of comparing, and I do as well, so no judgment here. And we're usually sizing ourselves up on how we're not good enough or where we need to improve. And even the self-help movement, you know, is about strengthening, supporting ourselves where we need to change. And that's really awesome. At the same time, we do need to give equal time on just how well we're doing, how good we are. And I believe, I know that seeking out these experiences to give back in a way that resonates with what is meaningful for you is a way to really tap in to gratitude. And I peeled potatoes for about 3 hours, and it was physically painful to peel. I have a tendonitis issue in my right elbow. I was using my right hand, and I had actually been kicked by a horse last week in my right elbow. So it was like, you know, this was like definitely a labor of love, peeling these potatoes, but I didn't say a word about it or complain or ask to do a different job. It's like I'm serving these individuals on the streets of Skid Row to feed them a component of a delicious meal on Thanksgiving. And just, I was really tapped into like, I get to do this. So that's one of the tips I want to offer you. When you notice you're in a moment of hardship, whatever it is, if it's physical discomfort, emotional discomfort, something arises in your life and you're not even sure how to address it or what the way through is, to even just tell yourself, I get to figure this out, can open up a door of opportunity, a door of possibility. And it really shifted. You know, I felt the tension in my elbow, but it's like, I get to do this. I get to peel potatoes for these people that broke my heart open. And spending some time at Fred Jordan Mission over the last 3 years and being with the people that inhabit these streets, their children that are going to schools while living in tents and in tent cities. It's like, wow, just the abundance that surrounds us is way more large than the lack that surrounds us. And to find ways to give back from your abundance. And even these kids that I've met on Skid Row, they're happy and they play and, you know, they're finding the best in their lives. So what about us? We have so much, so many more resources, and it can be really a simple process to tap back into in that moment of tension, of pain, of resistance, which is what it is, to say to yourself, I get to do this. It's a reframe. And that happens to me in so many ways during the week, like little ways. Like even yesterday, before I went to Fred Jordan Mission, I was led to wake up extra early, and it felt a little weird. I usually don't get up that early, but I meditated, was drinking coffee, and it's almost as if the universe knows I was going to spill my whole cup of coffee on my cream-colored couch, black coffee, and instead of being like, oh shit, you know, this is a problem, I was like, I get to have a couch to spill my coffee on. And I just cleaned it and took the extra time to wash the cover. And it's like you can start moving through your life with less resistance and more flow. It can be more challenging to wrap your mind around this notion of I get to do this when it's something, say, like a breakup or another challenge, someone passes away. And certainly those are more challenging instances to wrap your head around. I get to do this. I get to go through this. But in the case of the loss of a loved one, which a lot of you at the holidays are feeling right now, the memory of, you know, someone who's not here with you anymore. I hear you. I feel that as well with you. Or the loss of a relationship, the change in a relationship you were in. And it can be hard to be like exuberant around, wow, I get to do this or live this. But it's the love you felt for that person that you're grieving or missing. And it's love at the essence. And that's about your own heart. That's about your own self and your deep capacity to love and feel into this space for another. So don't shut that down. Don't, you know, like cover it up or try to distract yourself or dissociate from it or judge yourself. Worst of all, being critical of yourself, you know, for missing someone, for grieving. Just, it's really about that you're able to have this deep capacity to love. And that's such a beautiful thing about you and about me. And then it's like gently asking in the middle of this, you know, and I get to experience this, what's next? What information does this experience have for me? And thank you for showing me the way. Sometimes it can be hard to say thank you in advance for something that's feeling so challenging, but I encourage you to try it out. It's like this reframe technique is really a powerful way to view our lives from new and different vantage points. I feel like we're almost, you know, we're regularly called to do that in our lives. There'll be periods of ease and flow, and it's so awesome, and go with that. And then when something arises that feels challenging, I encourage you to embrace it from more of an allowing perspective. Like, what, how can I allow this experience to unfold and educate me, inform me in my life? And what's in it? You know, what's on the other side of this? What's through this? And I'm just kind of letting whatever thoughts flow through me. I'm the channel, as are you. And this is what I'm just feeling and sensing for those of you watching today, listening today, that some of this might be helpful to hear, especially during the holidays where we can easily get focused upon what we have to do, planning the meal, buying gifts. And each year I encourage you on my podcast, whenever I do a holiday show, to try to approach the holiday authentically in the ways that most reflect who you are, what you value. And from the perspective this year, I'm adding something new, which I haven't said before, is that reframe of I get to do this and see what that opens up for you in your life. And kind of the, I said I'd address the what's behind this. For me, I've done this podcast, All Things Therapy. It'll be 6 years, six consecutive years of weekly episodes in March of 2022. And I started to feel like it was a chore. And I know my first sensation of that, I need to stop. I need to take some time away. So I've taken off the last 2 weeks and I've done things just radically different for me. A friend asked, do you want to go to Hawaii? I said, yes, it's been a dream trip. I spent last week in Hawaii, and talk about amazing to just say yes to the opportunities that come your way, whatever they are, even if it seems like this, you know, is a leap for me financially, emotionally. Just say yes and allow the channels and resources to flow to you. And it was delightful to be with a dear friend, Leilani Cannon, who's been on this podcast as an expert in the wellness and health space, working with peptides, CBD, and different products that are more holistic to help you with autoimmune issues. You can look back in the archives to Leilani Cannon, and that's an episode. I plan to have her on in the new year to talk about some new products she's working on. And she's a native Hawaiian, and her and her mom were so gracious to show us around. And I felt like it was a real reset that I needed in my personal life to step out of my routine, my orbit, my people, places, and things, and just be somewhere with people that I usually don't spend a week with. And it was just delightful. So that's also a message for you. If there's a decision, an opportunity, and you're not sure, yet you want it, say yes, go, just try it out. Just try it out. I really am a big believer in trying out new things and saying yes to them. So I'm saying yes to a lot of new things. I am going to Las Vegas in a couple of weeks. I'm just like open to traveling, to being with new people and in new places, and just really excited for what I've queued up in life through my meditation practice. And I encourage you as well to use your meditation practice, even if it's simple as putting a 5-minute timer on your phone, morning, noon, or night, it doesn't matter what time, and closing your eyes, putting the phone and all electronics on silent, and just being with yourself. And I'd actually like to leave you before we conclude today with just a brief guided meditation so you can have the experience of this with me. I'm going to grab a sip of water. Let's do this right now. Okay. If you're driving, it's okay. Just drive, be present, be aware. If you're somewhere that you can close your eyes, lay down, relax, I invite you to do that. This is one of my favorite things, to lead meditations. And I'll share an experience after the meditation that was just awesome recently because I said yes to something new. And I want you to do that as well. So bringing into your heart this yes mentality, this yes mindset, just closing your outer eyes, fully opening your inner eyes of awareness, the space in your heart, in your mind. You might want to stretch up your arms, and just invite in all of the wonderful possibilities and potentials that you have lined up through your thoughts, through your desires, that the universe hears, is seeking to answer through all of your channels of least resistance. All of the open channels, the universe is going to find ways to deliver to you what you want, who you want, in perfect timing. And we're just asking to be open to that perfect timing, universe, to really have the sensitivity, the openness to know that the things we want, the experiences we want, they really are on their way to us. Help us with, if it's patience, if it's belief that we need to cultivate more of, if it's just worthiness that we deserve, we are worthy to have these experiences and things we most deeply desire. We just thank you in advance for seeking us out to deliver them to us in our lives. They make us more of who we are. And I know that when you are your happiest, you have the greatest capacity to serve others, to be of value, to look beyond yourself and empathize. Put yourself in someone else's shoes, in someone else's mind, in someone else's life, and do something for them that will bring such meaning and value. We are the answer to one another's prayers and our deepest desires. And in this meditative space, I invite you to allow a person to reach out to, a situation to address, something, someone that might have been left unfinished, without judgment of yourself or them. Allow the universe and your mind, your own heart, to reveal within you what you need to do to bring some closure, some peaceful resolution and conclusion. This is a really great time of year to tell people you love and care about how important they are to you, even if there's been something that separated you. Separation is an illusion. We are connected, and you just need to reach out, phone, text, email, your thoughts, send them that love, send them whatever it is that you might have been resisting. And inviting in on the other side of that is everything that you want. When we give, everything we want is really open and allowed to flow in. And just taking this time today on Thanksgiving to send well-being out to those of our immediate household, our immediate interactions with, and then expanding that to the city we're in, the state we're in, the country we're in this world, encompassing everyone and everything, our planet, its natural resources, the animals that share this world with us, just that may we all be lifted up into more harmoniousness with each other, knowing we are enough just as we are. Releasing unworthiness, releasing not enoughness, releasing that you don't matter because you do. And just thanking yourself for taking this time today with yourself, with the universe, with your loved ones energetically, and see what you're moved to do and freaking do it. Opening your eyes of outer awareness and just allowing those insights to be revealed to you in the next coming moments, hours, days, and rest of this year as we're preparing to conclude 2021 and welcome in a new year of 2022, saying yes to more of what we want, amazing possibilities. And I love leading these meditations. If you want some help with learning to meditate, reach out. I do sessions focused upon that. Just schedule a 45-minute individual session. You can also do a monthly intensive with me focused around the psychoastrology of your Chiron as put forth in my book, The Chiron Effect. And this work, this intensive, centers around the areas of your personal life that you might hide or edit, where you feel unworthy, where you judge yourself, where you feel like you don't want to talk about to others, where you've been wounded, and also where you've wounded others, including yourself. And we're going to go through those and totally transform them. So there's no more shame or fear or guilt. You can really live as your own self and have a framework to work with when something does trigger you or when you are feeling like not so confident, how to address that and regain your inner stability, regardless of what's going on around you. I had an amazing lifelong dream opportunity to recently be a guest lecturer at the Ivy League Columbia University in New York. I led a meditation with their master's program in spiritual psychology. It was so awesome. Talk about feeling like I'm living my purpose. This is what I love to do. I love to help you experience meditation and all of the benefits. You can Google them. There's so much science about how it helps you with memory, how it helps you with stress reduction, how it helps you to contain your frustration without acting from that place. And it's a way to manifest. Meditation and manifestation go hand in hand. It's a visualization process as well that you can start to feel into the tone, the emotional tone of those things that you want to have and to share and to give before they're here in your life. It's such a powerful tool. So reach out to me to schedule sessions. Lisa@nolatherapy.com is my email. If you're led to support my work in this podcast, patreon.com is an awesome platform for other creators, other podcasters, artists, musicians. And my personal Patreon is at patreon.com/allthingstherapy. And there you can donate and you get things in exchange, little perks in supporting All Things Therapy in this show. And I'm just here and available in such a way to really help you with being more of who you are and utilizing meditation, making it so user-friendly and getting creative. There are meditative walks that can be done. And so reach out if you want to know more. You can find my book, endorsed by His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama. I received that endorsement through meditation. Yes, meditation manifests what you want. You just have to bring yourself there, sit your ass down, and believe that what you're doing matters in this way of being open to receive the next steps in your life. So with that, I want to thank you for taking your time out. I wish you the happiest Thanksgiving, and I'll be with you next week with a guest. Mwah! All my love.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.